Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us as we transition from November to December. On the health front, as many as 3 million Americans deal with debilitating conditions that doctors struggle to diagnose each year. The people suffering are said to have invisible illnesses. They look fine, but they ache all the time, and physicians can't come up with a cure. They're said to have dysautonomia. It may include migraines, vomiting, chest pains, dizziness, fainting, abdominal pains, and a racing heart. Sounds like the flu, but it's not. More on what it's about from Mark Johnson, health and science writer at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Mark, explain.
A lot of these people are people who've been through what they call diagnostic odysseys. They know they're sick, but their symptoms sound common enough that doctors are unable to kind of figure out specifically what the problem is. One of the sort of dirty secrets in medicine is that a lot of symptoms sound like flu-like symptoms. You know, you have body aches, headaches, vomiting, that kind of thing. In this case, though, the people who have had this particular condition, it's debilitating. I mean, they don't just vomit, you know, once every while. Some of them vomit every day for a month, you know, and just they get used to it. And unfortunately, the other thing that they have to get used to, which I think becomes one of the largest parts of the problem, is skeptical doctors. They talk to doctors who are either baffled or they believe the patient is fine, that it's some kind of a psychiatric problem. Mm. In some ways, it's understandable because parts of the body that are affected in this case, it's a part of the nervous system called the autonomic nervous system that doesn't get taught a lot in medical school. They don't spend a lot of time on it. And it's one of the really neat things about our body is that there's a lot of things our body has to do without us ever thinking about them. Regulate blood pressure and heart rate, body temperature, digestion, produce, you know, fluids when sweating or swallowing. These things we all do without thinking about them. And the only time we really have to think about them is when something is going badly wrong with them. A number of the people who have dysautonomia, which is basically an umbrella term for a lot of dysfunctions of this system, they have problems like they'll break out sweating just from reading a book.
Wow.
They'll have problems. One of the things a lot of people don't realize is that when we stand up from a chair, our heart rate goes up. It kicks up a fair amount. But in a normal functioning body, the brain essentially tells the nervous system, hey, this is just standing up, this is no big deal. The heart rate goes back down. Now, a person with dysautonomia, the heart rate doesn't go back down. It stays jacked. And as a result, what happens is sometimes these people shortly after standing up from a chair, they'll get dizzy and even pass out, which is a really alarming thing to have happened.
We're speaking with Mark Johnson, health and science writer at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's written a piece about dysautonomia, which is this umbrella term for folks who have multiple things going wrong and just can't seem to get healthy. And as you point out, sometimes you can treat maybe a small handful of these items, right? But you're really only treating symptoms because you can't find the root cause.
Right. In this case, there isn't a cure for dysautonomia. However, once a doctor recognizes that that's what you have, by treating the symptoms, you can actually lead a pretty reasonable life. I mean, you have to, there are still going to be problems. I mean, a lot of the people who suffer dysautonomia have terrible headaches, terrible migraines. But again, a migraine is something that you can treat once you know that it's a regular part of your health, that it's part of your body's condition. And I think that in this case, the people who have these conditions, by treating the symptoms, they can actually give them a pretty reasonable life.
Okay.
The problem is that a lot of times, doctors, by completely missing the idea that this is dysautonomia, they see a bunch of sort of disparate symptoms that don't seem to have anything to do with one another. They don't see the connection.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Johnson, health and science writer at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Coming up,